Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is called Answer That Telephone. Well, do you answer the telephone often? Do you make phone calls often to other people? Of course, lots of people have cell phones and smartphones, and maybe you even use your home phone or your office phone to talk or communicate with other people. But usually you do that in your own language. Do you ever get nervous if you have to answer the telephone in another language, Carolyn?
Well, I used to get very nervous if I had to talk on the telephone in something that wasn't English. And since I have moved to Taiwan, a lot of people here speak Chinese, mm-hmm. and sometimes I get phone calls in Chinese. And at first, I was very nervous, and I would hand the phone off to one of my friends. But now it's okay.
All right, so you're getting better. You're getting used to it. I would agree. I think that I improve as time goes on. And I would also say it depends on who the other person is, who I'm talking to. If they're a very important person, I might get a little more nervous. Well, you might have this question. You might feel nervous sometimes talking on the phone in English. Don't worry about it. We're going to learn about what you can say in English in today's lesson.
Answer that telephone. How to say what you need to say on the telephone. When the telephone rings and you know you have to answer it in English, do you get nervous? Maybe you do because you have to depend only on your ears to understand. When you talk to someone in person, you can use body language to help interpret the meaning. In reality, though, you don't have to be fluent in English to use the phone. Let's try to calm those nerves by looking at some of the verbs you'll hear or use.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Phone calls can be a scary experience, especially if you have to answer in your second language. In today's article, we'll learn some encouraging ways to get over those nerves. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Interpret. Interpret is a verb. Ted speaks French, so he can interpret for the visitor. Fluent. Fluent is an adjective. Max can speak fluent Spanish. Preposition. Preposition is a noun. Use the preposition on in that sentence. Get in touch. Get in touch is an idiom. I need to get in touch with Abigail. Now let's get started with our article.
All right, so the lesson title is Answer That Telephone, and we see here how to say what you need to say on the telephone. So, that's it. That's what we're going to be talking about for the next couple of days, is learning what you need to say on the telephone.
That's right, and we begin our article. When the telephone rings and you know you have to answer it in English, do you get nervous? We discussed this a little bit earlier. It can make you feel very nervous if you know you must speak a different language when you answer the phone. And there is a reason for this, right, Gabe?
Well, we read here, maybe you do, because you have to depend only on your ears to understand. Well, why is this a special reason? Because usually you have your sight to help you out a little bit. Of course, communication is 90% nonverbal. And so, if you're talking with somebody, you can kind of see how they're feeling by how they're standing. You can you can pick up on different things if you're talking with them face to face. But here on the phone, you're just using your ears. You're depending only on your ears to understand.
That's right. And we go into that a little bit more in the next sentence. When you talk to someone in person or face to face, you can use body language to help interpret the meaning. So you are talking about those non-verbals, the body gestures, body language. It's what motions you do when you're talking. So lots of people talk with their hands, and it can be very helpful when you're trying to understand what a person is saying.
Well, I think we need to look at some words from this sentence. The first one is a phrase, to do something in person. And if you do something in person, we also use the phrase face-to-face. That means you're not on the phone, it's not over email, you're with the other person.
That's right. So sometimes it is best to do things in person. Maybe you want to have an interview for a new job. You have the option of doing an in-person interview or an interview on the phone. If you have trouble talking to people on the phone, you may want to go with the in-person interview so that you can be more comfortable.
That's right, a face-to-face interview. Well, it's sometimes more important to do things in person. Here's my question. When is it important to talk about something in person? Think about that. Talk about it in English with somebody. But first, let's talk about this word from our word bank, to interpret something. If you are interpreting a meaning of some kind, that means you are trying to figure out what something means.
That's right. And usually we use this to talk about two different languages. You are interpreting from one language to another to try to understand the meaning. So what the other person is saying.
Now, some people have a profession of being an interpreter. I-N-T-E-R-P-R-E-T-E-R. And they are translating, but they're doing it verbally, okay, orally, with their mouth, interpreting from one language to another. How is interpreting different from translating? Well, if you're a translator, you are writing. You're translating from one language to another in writing of some kind.
That is generally true, but here we have the word interpret, and it's important to understand the other person's meaning. Now, moving to the next sentence, in reality, though, you don't have to be fluent in English to use the phone. And I think this is very true. You don't need to be fluent. A word from our word bank. If you are fluent in a language, that means that you have a very high skill level. You are very comfortable speaking that language, and you have little difficulty doing it.
That's right. Now, these jobs I was talking about earlier, if you're a translator or want to be an interpreter, then of course you need to be fluent in at least two languages. So what languages can you speak? Well, I know you're fluent in at least one, but are you fluent in at least two languages? Many of you are here learning with Studio Classroom because you want to be fluent in English. Well, keep up the good work.
That's right. We want you to be fluent too, so keep studying here with us, and perhaps one day you could have that job as an interpreter and interpret for other people. Well, you don't need to be fluent to answer the phone in English, so let's try to calm those nerves by looking at some of the verbs you'll hear or use.
All right. We see a phrase here, to calm those nerves. That means to relax somehow. But I think Liz wants to share more about those words with us in the Grammar Gym. And of course, Michelle is with us every day. She does a very good job explaining and interpreting the meaning of some things as well. So let's go and visit Liz and then Michelle.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this statement in today's article. Let's try to calm those nerves by looking at some of the verbs you'll hear. That's our grammar tip focus. Today we're looking at the phrase, to calm nerves. It just means to make someone feel not so nervous. So the writer is inviting readers to take a look at some verbs so as to not feel so nervous. Let's look at some example sentences. You can use this phrase to talk about how a person calms himself or herself down. Like, before John went to take his test, he listened to some music to calm his nerves. You can also use this phrase to talk about helping someone else feel less nervous about something. For example, Tony brought Mina a glass of water to calm her nerves. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you can find them in today's grammar tip section in your magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 interpret 这个动词。INTER 这个字首有两者之间的意思，所以 interpret 是指翻译，特别是指口译。注意它的重音是在 TER 这个音节，念成 interpret。例如 ，Victor interpreted for his client during the negotiations。Victor 在协商中替他的客户翻译。它的名词是 interpretation， 这个时候重音就在 TA 这个音节，念成 interpretation。例如 ，simultaneous interpretation 是指同步翻译。S-I-M-U-L-T-A-N-E-O-U-S 接下来我们看的是 fluent 这个形容词 fluent 是指流利的例如 Frank, my American co-worker can speak fluent Cantonese Frank, 我美国的同事能够说流利的广东话如果要说明是在哪方面流利的话是用 in 这个介系词例如 Lawrence is fluent in both French and Italian Lawrence 的法文跟意大利文都非常流利它的名词是 fluency, F-L-U-E-N-C-Y. 例如 fluency in English is one of the job requirements. 这个工作的要求之一是英文必须流利。
Today we are talking about answering that telephone. How to answer the phone in English and some of the common words or phrases that you will hear or need to use when you are talking or answering the telephone. We're going to be getting into that in the next part of our lesson here. So far, we've already talked about how you do not need to be fluent in English to answer the phone. So let's calm those nerves and learn some about what you might hear when you answer the phone.
Answer that telephone. People use the word call a lot, but by adding different prepositions, you get different meanings. You can call someone or call someone up to reach them by phone. They mean the same thing. When someone is not in, you call them back later. In England, you phone someone rather than call them, or you phone them up.You can also ring or ring up someone. So call, phone, and ring all mean to use the phone to get in touch with someone.
Well, these are all great words to know for when you're speaking English on the phone. Let's go back to the beginning of this section here. We see the sentence, people use the word call,a lot. All right, it's true, you make a phone call. I need to call my friend. But we continue here. But by adding different prepositions, you get different meanings.
That's right. And we've got that great word from our word bank, the word preposition. Now, a preposition is a word that usually goes with a noun or a pronoun,to tell you the direction or the relationship it has with another part of the sentence. So prepositions could be things like at, before, behind, on, below, under. Those are all different kinds or different prepositions that you can use with nouns and pronouns.
That's right. Or in, by, with, around. There are so many different prepositions.Okay, where can you find this thing? Well, it's on top of the table, or it's under the table. It's behind the bush. All right, we use prepositions all the time in English, and there are more than 100 prepositions in English, and they're all very useful. And of course, you use prepositions with the word call as well.
That's right, and when you do that, you get different meanings. We read on, you can call someone or call someone up to reach them by phone. And they mean the same thing.
They do mean the same thing. I need to call my friend. I need to call my friend up. Okay? Has the same meaning. Now we continue. When someone is not in, you call them back later. But hold on a second. In? When someone is not in? What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, here it means that someone was not there when you called them. So, you know, not everyone has a cell phone, or maybe their phone is off, or you're trying to call them at the office. If they do not answer their phone, that means that they might not be in. They aren't there at the place where the phone is.
All right, so if you call looking for your friend, but someone else answers, they would say, I'm sorry, your friend is not in right now, or your friend is not available right now. Well, we see here, in England, you phone someone rather than call them, or you phone them up. So I guess there's a difference between English in England and English in the United States when it comes to making phone calls.
Yes, there are certainly some differences between American English and British English. And you know, that's what Steve and Ken want to tell us about today in the Information Cloud. Let's go see them now.
There was a time when the languages of England and America were spoken and written the same way. Well, not anymore.
For years, linguists have predicted British and American English would one day become mutually unintelligible.
Well, it's happening. So let's take a quick look and see how these two languages are diverging.
Okay. First, pronunciation, no question. Very different. Second, spelling, many differences. For example, jail in America is spelled J-A-I-L. In England, it's spelled G-A-O-L.
Okay, next is vocabulary. Crisps in England are chips in America, while chips in England are French fries in America. Well, you get the idea. Words are used differently, as we see in today's lesson.
Right. You'll never hear an American using phone as a verb. Okay, other smaller, less obvious differences between American and British English involve grammar, verb usage, punctuation, and preposition choice.
So you can see these two English languages are slowly diverging, but right now at least, the differences aren't really that big.
However, they are big enough that should you ever do some formal English writing, you'll want to choose one version and stick to it for the sake of consistency.
我们学英文会发现英式的英文跟美式英文是有很多不一样的地方。今天的课文就提到在英国打电话叫做 phone, 或者是 phone someone up, 而美国人呢会说 call。另外薯条美国人称之为 french fries, 英国人呢却用 chips 这个字，但是 chips 对美国人而言是指薯片。那这些字都是字汇上的差异。除了用字不同以外呢，英国英语跟美语还有许多不一样的地方，像发音、拼字、文法、标点符号，甚至介系词的用法都不相同。当你写英文的时候呢，不管你是用英式或美式英文， consistency 一致性是很重要的。选定了一种就要从头到尾都用同一种，不要两种掺杂着用。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, it is good to know the difference between U.S. English and English English, or British English. Anyway, moving along here, you can also ring or ring someone up. You can ring someone or ring them up. So call, phone, and ring all mean to use the phone to get in touch with someone.
Wow. Well, there are so many ways to say that you want to get in touch with someone by using the phone. And here we have a great phrase, get in touch. So if you get in touch with someone, that means that you contact them. Maybe you write them a letter, you send them an email or a text message, or you call them on the telephone.
And it's good to get in touch with people, especially people, good friends or family that you have not talked with in a long time. Is there someone that you need to get in touch with? Someone that you need to contact? I feel that way sometimes. So I recently got in touch with a friend from college. I contacted him recently, and soon we will be talking on Skype.
That's great. And there are so many ways that you can get in touch with people. Lots of people stay in touch by using Facebook or other social media like that. And of course, we want you to get in touch with us. And you can do that on Facebook as well. You can find Studio Classroom there.
You're right. Now, Carolyn used some different words here. She talked about staying in touch with somebody. We can also use another word, to keep in touch. Hey, let's keep in touch. I don't want to lose touch with you. That means I want to stay in contact with you. Well, right now it's time for us to get in contact with Michelle. She's waiting for us in the language lab.
接下来我们看的是 preposition 这个名词 ,P-R-E 这个字首有在什么之前的意思。Position 是指位置，所以 preposition 是指前置词，也就是介系词。例如 Theo has trouble using the correct prepositions in his writing. Theo 写作的时候常常会用错误的介系词。或者是 Many phrasal verbs contain a verb and a preposition. 许多的动词片语包括一个动词再加上一个介系词。所以我们看的是 get in touch with 这个成语。Touch 在这里是指接触，所以 get in touch with someone 是指与某人联系或联络。例如 I will get in touch with her tomorrow, 我明天会跟她联络。或者是 many people now use Facebook or Twitter to get in touch with each other. 现在有许多人用脸书或推特彼此联系。And keep watching as our lesson continues.
Well, in our lesson today, Answer the Telephone, you learned about the word call.And how to use the word call or ring or phone to get in touch with somebody. But we also talked about how important body language is. And if you're talking on the phone with somebody, you can't see their body language. You can't tell how they're feeling from their body language. All you have is their voice. You're depending only on their voice. So let's play a game. Carolyn, how about this?Let's pretend we're on the phone.
Okay. We'll play a game on the phone.
That means you can't see me.
Oh, okay. I can't see you.
Okay, no, good. You can't see me.
No,
and you have to guess how I'm feeling just by listening to my voice.
Okay? Oh, that sounds kind of difficult, but that's like being on the phone. So, okay.
Okay, good. So our viewers on television, they can see how I'm feeling. Okay, you can see my body language. All right. Hello. Here we go.Hello, Carolyn. I want to invite you to a party tomorrow night.
Gabe, you don't sound very excited. Are you sure you want me to come to your party?
Oh, Carolyn, I wish you could see my face. I'm really excited about this. You don't believe I'm excited?
No. Gabe, do you want me to come?
Well, of course I want you to come, Carolyn. Well, Carolyn, do you agree? Is body language important?
I think body language is very important, but, you know, if you are listening closely, then you know what someone sounds like when they're excited. Mm-hmm. And he did not sound excited.
It's true, I didn't sound very excited, but I was having fun with that little game. Thank you for joining us today, and of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
See you.